Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Ayin Vov. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin on Daf Ayin Vov at the Mishnah, 5 lines from the top. The topic that we will be dealing with is featured under our No Say topic heading in the margin, where we have written Shiurei Hotzo'o Lema'achole Behema, the quantity of animal food that will mechayev someone, that will cause someone to be guilty of a Shabbos Hotzo'o violation. Hotzo'o is transferring from one domain to another, like from a house to a public thoroughfare. And here we're focusing on animal food. Different kinds of animals have different kind of feed, and this will affect the different quantities required in order to be considered in violation of Hoitzah. So the Mishnah, Hamotzi, Tevin Kimole Pi Pora, one who carries out Tevin food, the amount that would fill a cow's mouth. Eitzah Kimole Pi Gomol. Eitzah is camel food, and the Gemara will ask the question of what is Eitzah, so we'll wait for that in the Gemara, but the quantity for Eitzah is a camel mouth full. A camel mouth, we should just point out, is larger than a cow's mouth. Omir kimoloi pi tle. Omir is, Rashi says, kashin shel shibolin. It appears to be some type of something that we would associate with straw. Asovin and pitle would be a sheep mouth full. A young sheep, a tle, is a lamb full. Lamb mouth full of omir. Asovin, kimoloi pi gdi. Rashi points out that the gdi is a smaller creature. It's a small goat. A mouthful of a small goat of this substance called asovim, grass. Ale shum v'ale betzolim, garlic leaves or onion leaves. Lachim, if they're fresh, the amount that would mechayev someone for carrying it out would be a kilgogeras, the size of a dried fig. Yaveshim, if they would be dry, kimlo pi gidi, a goat mouthful. V'ein mitztarfin ze im ze. If you have a partial quantity of one food substance and a partial quantity of the other, they do not join up. Mipnei shelo shavu b'shiureihem, because each one has a unique quantity. So there isn't a uniform quantity, hence they cannot join up to form a complete shiur. My Eitzah, the Gemara asks, what is Eitzah that the Mishnah made reference to? Omar Rav Yehuda, Tevin Shalmine Kitnis. It's the straw from different leguminous plants. As we continue in the Gemara, we have triangles around the expression Ki Osa Rav Dimi, and later Ki Osa Ravin. Both Rav Dimi and Ravin will be relating to these quantities. Both will be speaking about that which we have double underlined. And you can see, in the first instance, we've double underlined Hamotzi Tevin, Kimoloi Pi Pora. And, by the way, that's the same beginning as the next double underline. Notice the similarity. Hamotzi Tevin, Kimoloi Pi Pora. And in the first instance, we're going to talk about this carrying out of straw, a cow's mouth of straw, which is actually cow feed, but you're carrying out for a camel. And in the first instance, this will be presented as a machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. when you get to Ravin, that very same case will be presented as something that there is no argument about. Everyone will agree. So what we will be interested in is when we get to the second triangle, then what is the Machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish concerning? So now we continue in the Gemara. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar. When Rav Dimi came, he reported, Hamotzi Teven. Teven is cow food. So one who carries out Teven, Kimlopi Para, the amount to fill a cow's mouth. However, your intention is Legomol. You're carrying it out for a camel, and a camel is larger than a cow, so that the pi para is a smaller quantity than that which would suffice for a camel. Rav Yochanan Mar Chayav, Rav Yochanan says he is guilty, and Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Potter, he is exempt. Be'urta Omer Rav Yochanan Hochi, in the evening, that's what Rav Yochanan said. He said Chayav. Letzafra Hoderbe, in the morning, the next morning, he changed his mind to exempt. Omar Rav Yosef. Now, you'll notice we've dashed underlined Rav Yosef, and the next line, Abaye, these two will be arguing. Rav Yosef says, Shapir Ovid de Hodar. It is a good thing. Shapir means it's positive, it's good that Rav Yochanan reversed his position. Deho lo chazi legomol. Because this amount, the pi pora amount of Tevin, is not fit for a camel. And since it's not fit, so it lacks significance, and therefore it will not result in guilt. Omar le Abaye, Adarab, Abaye says, to the contrary, Kidemei Koro Mistabla, like Rabbi Yochanan's original stance that he's Chayav is more likely to Ha Chazi Lepora. He carried out an amount of Tevin that is fit for a cow. It might not have been his intention to feed the cow, but it is a significant amount. And therefore, that's enough reason to mechayev him, to hold him responsible or consider him guilty. Therefore, we have a new presentation. Eloki also Ravin Omar, Hamotzi Tevin Kimlo Piporo Legomol, the same case as we just saw. However, here is the difference. The Kule Alma Lo Pligi Dechayev. Everyone agrees that he is chayev because a Tevin Lo Piporo is fit for a Pora. Ki pligi b'motzi eitzah k'mlo pipara lepara. The machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, concerns carrying out eitzah. Now eitzah, we saw above, is camel feed. You might ask yourself, do cows eat this food? We'll see shortly that they don't really like it. They don't really eat this. So he is carrying out eitzah. Kamlo pipara, a cow's mouthful of eitzah, lipara, for a cow. The ipcha itmar, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish take opposite positions to what they had taken earlier. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, potter, that for this act of motzi eitzah, kamlo pipara, lipara, one would be exempt. Reish Lakish Omar chayav, Reish Lakish says he is guilty. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, potter, why? Achila ayidei hadchak lo shmo achila. Let's point out one thing immediately, that we're talking about eitzah, which is camel feed. Now he's carrying out an amount that is too little for a camel. So on the grounds that what he's carrying out is fit for a camel, that will not be reason for holding him guilty. The only possibility is, what about the smaller animal, the pora, the cow, for whom he carried out the eitzah? So Rabbi Yochanan says that he's exempt because cows don't like this, and they might eat it in a, if they were to so to speak force themselves. It's achila dechak, achila, that's eating that is only with great difficulty. Lo shmo achila, that's not considered eating. So he, as far as this scenario is concerned, he isn't carrying out animal feed. Reish Lakish Omar chayav because achila dechak shmo achila. The eating, even though done with difficulty, is nevertheless categorized as achila, and therefore he has carried out something that has significance. Let us glance at the Rashi, Dibur Masur Rabbi Yochanan Mar Potter, carrying out the Melo Pi Pora of Eitzah for a Pora. Rabbi Yochanan said is exempt, and Rashi says, the whole Gomol Chazi Lay, the whole once again, the hola gomol de chazile for a cow, for a camel, that eitzah is something that is fit, lekoshira, you're lacking the quantity. The imishom de letzorach porotzio, ulagabo ikoshir, and if you'll say, well, he carried out for a cow, and there is enough for a cow, because he's carrying out a cow's mouth full of eitzah, achila de chak lav achilohi, eating that is only with great difficulty is not considered eating, hilkoch lo, misharinon le bepora, therefore, the quantity is not calculated in cow terms. That is the reason for Rabbi Yochanan's exemption. We continue now in the Gemara. Omir kemelo pi tle. The Gemara asks, v'hot tanya kigrogeris. There's a brisa that features omir as being chayev if you carry out a dried fig quantity, and not what the Mishnah says, the a lamb's mouth full. The Gemara answers there is really no difference. Edi v'edi chad shi'urahu. A grogeris and a melo pitle are one in the same quantity. Ale shum vale betzolim. The Mishnah had said, lachim kugrogeris. If they're fresh, then these garlic or onion leaves a dried fig quantity. And v'yaveshim, if they're dry, kemelo pi hagdi. The aim with starfen zeim zem bnei shelo shavu b'shiu rehen. So we're going to now focus on this last point, that there is no combining of food stuffs to create the quantity, because they are not of the same standard. I mean, as we saw in the Mishnah, each food item had its own standard, and we are going to title this sugya under our no say heading on the side, shiurim shonim hamitzdarfim ze im ze, items that have different minimum quantities assigned to them, and their ability to a partial quantity of this and a partial quantity of that, and their ability to join together to form a complete, a full quantity. So our Gemara continues. Omar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Ein mitstarfin lechomur shebohen, avo mitstarfin lekal shebohen. The term chomur means stringent. In terms of the Mishnah, an item that has a smaller shiur would show it to be more stringent, namely that for carrying out even a small quantity, one will incur guilt. The term kal is the opposite. Kalshem are foodstuffs that have with them only a larger shiur before one can be considered guilty. So Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina tells us that a substance that has a larger quantity will not join a foodstuff that has a smaller quantity to complete that smaller quantity to create guilt. So if we were just to choose an example in the Mishnah, so we would not say that that Eitzah will join up with Tevin to, if you have an amount of Tevin that's less than a Melo Pipora, we won't say that the Eitzah, which is a lesser severe quantity substance, the Eitzah won't join up with the Tevin to complete a Melo Pipora of food. However, the other way around, and this is Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's point, if you have, let us say, Eitzah that's less than a Pi Gomel, and you have a little more Tevin that completes the foodstuffs to equal a shear of P gomel, then they will join up. The Gemara asks, and the question is a long question. You can see it. We have a kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line, indicating that all of these lines create the question. All the lines of Gemara that are opposite this descending vertical dash line. So the Gemara asks, V'chol delo shavu b'shi'uraihu mi mitstarfi? And whenever you have something that, or two items that have different shi'urim, different quantities or dimensions associated with them, could they in fact join up, even as you suggested that the chomor will join up with the kaul? But we will see shortly a source and then an inference drawn from the source indicating that there is never joining up. Never joining up unless you have some extenuating reason to enable them to join up. So we have the following source, and this source deals with different, we'll say, fabrics in the general sense. Habeged, gimel al gimel. Beged is cloth, most likely a cloth made of wool or cotton, standard cloth materials. It will mekabel tuma. Rashi says over here, the tumas medras hazav, to be considered an av hatuma. In other words, if a zav or a nida were to sit on a piece of fabric of this size, the fabric will impart tuma to a man, to a person. In other words, this fabric has become an av hatuma. How much beged fabric do you need? 3 by 3 handbreadths, 3 by 3 tfachim. Vasak dalid al dalid. Sak is cloth made from goat's hair. Thor, leather. Hay al hay, 5 by 5 tfachim. Mappets is a mat made of reed material. Vov al vov, that's 6 by 6 tfachim. Vetoni alah, and we have a Tanaic source, a brisa that comments on this Mishnah. We have included both sources in one frame. Habeged v'asak, hasak v'or, v'or v'amapetz, mitztarfim ze im ze. Beged will join up if you have some sack cloth that measures less than 4 by 4 tvachim. And you have a strip of beged that is sewn on or attached to it, completing the 4 by 4, so you're using the more severe material, the more stringent material, because it has a smaller shear, that's the beged, you're using it to join up with the sock, and sock can join up with or, all along the same lines. And the Omar, the source goes on to say, the Omar Reb Shimon Ma'atam, why is there tziruf? Because all of these materials can join up to form a patch of one tefach square, a dimension of material measuring one hand breadth, which could be attached to a saddle cloth. And since a person will make a patch out of combining all of these materials, so there is the joining ability that exists. However, we want to emphasize that this is what we call an extenuating circumstance. Taimo, the only reason that there is joining up is deruyin litami moshav, because of this tumas moshav phenomenon that they all have in common. Aval ein roi litami moshav lo. If you didn't have that consideration, then lo, they wouldn't join up. Even the more severe material would not join with the lesser material to complete that dimension, to complete the more kal dimension. So that is a challenge to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's halacha. Omar Rava. Rava answers, Hacha Nami, we're continuing at the top of Omid Beis. Here too, in the case of the Maichel Behema, Chozi Ledugma. Just like in the cloth or fabric source, we said that they all join up because of Tumas Moishov. Here too, there is also this extenuating factor called Chozi Ledugma. Rashi explains at the top, they Mishi Yeshlom Kor, someone who has animal feed to sell. Sover Mikulon, he piles them up, and he displays them in his window, in his store window. Venosein Lifnei Chalono Laharois Shiyesh Lo Limkor Mikulon. To show that what he'll do is he'll take all the different foodstuffs and pile them together, to show that he has all of these in his store. And the owner would like to tie all these different foodstuffs. We have the straw and the hay and the garlic leaves, etc. All these different substances, he would like to tie them together. The ID, the zutri, kol chad v'chad, horuach mefazos, because if he were to set down a display of each one separately, since it's a small amount, the wind would blow it away. So he is interested in them all coming together for display purposes. Therefore, there is a chance, there is this possibility of the more chomor shior joining up with the lesser shior to create a Shabbos obligation, a Shabbos violation, if one were to carry a food combination outside. The next section of Gemara, we have a new Mishnah here at the top of Omid Beis, and a topic heading on the side, Shiur Hoitzas Michael Adam, the quantity to create guilt for carrying human food, is kegogeres, a quantity of a dried fig. Beli haklipa vagarin, with excluding the peel, and we'll talk about an inedible peel, and the garin, the seeds or the pits, something that you wouldn't eat. V'chol sha'ar hachalokim she'ein necholim, also to the exclusion of all other parts of a food item that are not eaten. For example, the stem of fruits, it's considered like a piece of wood for our purposes. Now the Mishnah. Hamotzi ochlim, one who carries out Michael Odom, people, food, human feed, kigrogeres chayov, if he carries out a quantity the size of a dried fig, he is guilty of a Shabbos violation, a violation of hoitzah. Umitztarfin ze im ze, all foodstuffs will join together. So if you have a small piece of bread and a little bit of egg on it, and all together it equals a dried fig, so it will create guilt for the one who carries it out into from a private to a public domain. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says umistafim zemzem meshishavu bishurein, because they all foodstuffs have the same grogeris quantity. Chutz miklipason, when we say foodstuffs will join together, it has to be the edible part of the foodstuffs, to the exclusion of the shell, which is assuming it's not edible, the garinan and the pits, the uktsan and the stems, the subon umursanon, these are shells of a wheat kernel, subon and mursanon, the two layers of coating or of shell that is a characteristic of the wheat kernel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says everything that we've said is true till now, vis-a-vis the exclusion of shells and peels. Chutz miklipe adoshim shemizbash lo simon, with the exception of the shells of a adoshim, are often translated as lentils, the shells that they cook together with, that are cooked together. Now it's pointed out that the Mishnah that says, with the exception of the shells that cook together with the lentils, there are that they do join up with the adoshim in creating a quantity of a grogeres. There is, however, the pod in which the adoshim grow. That pod does not join up, insofar as it is not something shin is bashlo simoim. It's not cooked with them. It's thrown out. The Gemara asks, the suban umursin on the wheat shells or wheat peels, is that really so lo mitzdarfin? We have a Tanaic source that comes from the realm of challah. Challah is a tithe from dough that is given to a kohen. And the Tanaic source that we're about to read, deals with the quantity of dough that one
must make before we can speak about a challah tithe obligation. So the source says, Chameshes Revoyim Kemach Ve'oid Chayovim B'challah Hein V'Subon U'Mursinon. Five quarters is of the quantity in question. The description of the quantity is not of importance for us right now. Just realize that there is a quantity known as Chameshes Revoyim Ve'od of flour. So it's that quantity of flour will generate a challah tithe. Now the flour spoken about includes the peels, the suban and mursanon peels of the chita. So we see that they join up together with the basic flour made from the kernel itself, the wheat kernel itself. So the Gemara responds, Omar Abaye, Shekein oni ochel pito b'iso blusa. As far as challah is concerned, which is dough related, in fact they do join up because the poor man, he eats his bread with all these different bran mixed in. Bran being the wheat shells mixed in. In other words, the poor man can't afford to eat the fine, high quality, pure flour. So as far as the laws of challah are concerned, they are used in the making of challah, of making of dough. However, with regard to Shabbos, Shabbos focuses on, we'll say, uses a different standard. As Rashi says, he says, "Midi dechoshev bo'inan v'stamayu dehani lav oichel ninu." For Shabbos, we require something of importance, of significance. And suban and mursanon are objectively not considered a food substance. Even though, as we said, that a poor man eats his bread with the suban and mursanon mixed in, but that's as far as the challah dough standard. But as far as Shabbos, we have a different standard, as we said already, that we require, in order to create guilt, only something that is of significance. And that is to the exclusion of the Subon and Morsanon. Rabbi Omer, Chutz miklipe adoshim hamizbashlos imohen. So Rabbi wanted to feature an exception where there would be a case where the shells or the peel does join up with the food. So the Gemara asks, adoshim in pulin lo? Is this true only for adoshim that the peel combines with the food, with the basic bean itself, and not so with regard to pulin, another type of bean? V'atanya, Rabbi Omer, chutz miklipe pulin v'adoshim. Here we have a brisa featuring Rabbi Yehuda on the same topic, and here he says that the pulin peel also joins together to create the shiur of Shabbos. The Gemara answers, loy kashya, there really is no contradiction. Ha b'chadati, ha ba'atiki. When you're dealing with fresh pulin, so the peel will mitzaref, will join up with the food substance itself to create the grogeres quantity, the dried fig quantity for Shabbos guilt. However, ha ba'atiki, if it's an aged bean, then the peel won't join up. I take my time alone. Here the Gemara asks, why is that? Why? What's the difference between, what's unique about the peel of the atiki, of the old, or the aged pulin? Omar Rabbi Avom, mitnei shenirin kizvuvin bekora. They look like flies in someone's bowl. Rashi says they're black. So apparently people are deterred or they're shunned from eating these, hence they don't fall under the category of food. That completes the seventh parak of Shabbos, and now we continue with the eighth parak, Hamotzi Yayin. So the Mishnah, Hamotzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas Akois. One who carries out diluted or pure concentrated wine, the amount of wine to which one would add water to form a kais, a cup of wine. We're dealing here with carrying out wine concentrate. Cholav kedei gemiyah, milk, the amount of kedei gemiyah. Devash, kedei gemiyah is the amount that one would swallow. However, we will wait for the Gemara to deal with the different topics or examples as things unfold. Devash kedei litain al hakosis, honey enough to put on a bruise of an animal. Animals, especially beasts of burden, animals that carry packages and parcels, they develop sores on their backs from carrying these things. So those sores are treated with honey. So the amount of honey to treat a sore, an animal back sore. Shemen kedei losuch eiver katan, the amount of oil to smear on a small limb. Mayim kedei loshuf bohen es hakilor, water enough into which the kilor potion, that's a type of eye medication, and it's prepared by mixing the basic kilor with water. So it's that amount. And ushar kol amashkin brevias, all other beverages, the amount that will result in a Shabbos violation is if you carry out a revias. Revius is a revius of a look, a liquid measure. Furthermore, v'chol ha-shofchin b'revius. Shofchin is waste water. The Gemara will have to explain what use does waste water have, but nevertheless, its a quantity to create a Shabbos guilt of Hotzah, is a revius. Rav Shimon Omer, kulon b'revius. All the liquids, all the substances we mentioned are revius, even the wine and the milk and the honey. V'lo nemru ka shirim halolu, the quantities mentioned in the Mishnah, which are smaller than they are less than a revius, they were stated elo lematzni ehen. They were stated for people that put them away for a specific purpose. Let us glance at Rashi on the first line under the Gemara. Under the Gemara, the first wide line of Rashi, V'lo nemru shi'urin sheba mishnah ela matzniyein levad. The quantities mentioned in the Mishnah, for example, honey, the amount to apply to a animal bruise, that is a smaller amount than a revius. Well, who was it said for? It was said for someone who puts away that quantity of honey. V'chozer matzniyein levad. And then that person who had put away this small amount, he then carried it out into a public domain on Shabbos. So we say chayav. I will shar kol adam shotziu enu chayav. But other people who carry out such a small quantity won't engender guilt. Usvira leilu Rabbi Shimon tematzni atzmo boy shura. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that even one who puts something away, there is even for him a minimum amount before guilt is encountered. So even he, boy shira zuta, ubebotzir mehal shira lo mechayev, and less than that amount, even one who assigns significance to something so small will not be chayev. Kedamrin pirkin d'leil, as we said in the previous perek, the less lay the Reb Shimon does not hold. Reb Shimon is a tana, and he doesn't hold from the following rule that we had seen. Kol she'en kosher latzniyah ve'en matzniyah kamohu, she is chayev olav matznio. We had learned there in the previous parak that anything that is of total insignificance and other people wouldn't put it away, the one who does put such a small amount away will be chayev. So that is something Rav Shimon disagrees with. We continue now in the Gemara. The topic at hand is Shiur Hotzos Yayin Chai, the Shiur for carrying out undiluted wine. Tana, we learned in a Tanaic source Kedei mezigas kois yofe. The amount of wine for the preparation of a kois yofe. Umay kois yofe, what is meant by that? Kois shel brocha. A cup that one would hold and recite over it the Birchas Hamazon. This is a topic that was mentioned in Maseches Brochas in the seventh perek, that for Birchas Hamazon one holds a cup, and that cup must measure a total of a revius. You get to that when you add water to the wine concentrate, the pure wine. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabo Baravua. Kois shel brocha, tzorch shiei bo, rova revius, kedei shiyim zigenu, viyamoid al revius. Now, our Mishnah only mentioned that undiluted wine is responsible for a Shabbos violation if he carries out kedei mezigas hakos. But we didn't get into how much that is. So here we are, that is being revealed to us. And by Rabbo Bar Avua, who says that a koshel brocha, the cup that's used for the recitation of the Birchas Hamazon, has to have in it a rova revius. That's a quarter of a revius. A revius is a quarter of a lug. So in effect, it would be a 16th of a lug. A lug, as we mentioned, is a liquid measure. So you'd have to have a 16th of a lug in there, so that after it's diluted, you would have a full quarter lug. A full quarter lug is what we call the revius measure. So how much pure wine will cause Shabbos guilt? A revius halug. That is a quarter of a revius halug. What does that indicate to us, by the way? That means that you are basically adding three parts water to the one part wine. And if you wanted to create a pitcher full of wine, you would do the same. You would do the same ratio. Here we're talking about a cup full of wine, a cup measuring a revius. Omar Rava, af ana nami tanina. Rava is of the feeling that our Mishnah bears this out. And we're about to start a point that will last about five lines down from the top of the next omer of Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph. That's indicated by the nun that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Omar Rava, af anan nami tanina. We have our Mishnah and a Tanaic source to bear out this point that was made by Rabbo Bar Avua. The Mishnah said, "Hamotzi yayin kidei mezigas kois." The carrying out of wine sufficient for a dilution to create a kois. V'tonei alo kidei mezigas kois yofe. And we learned concerning what the mezigas kois was. It was a mezigas kois yofe, the amount for diluting in anticipation of the cup you're going to use for Birchas Hamazon. The Kotoni Seifa, Ushar Kol Hamashkin Berevius. And the Seifa of the Mishnah said all other beverages are measured in terms of a full Revius. So the wine is an amount of wine concentrate that after the water is added, it will equal a Revius. So how much is that? Well, that Rabbo Bar Avua taught us that is a quarter of a revius. Now, Rava, who feels that our Mishnah bears that out, is Rava Litame. This is Rava consistent with his general approach to wine preparation. The Omar Rava called, Rava has said, called Chamra. Chamra is wine, all wine. The Lodori Al Chad Tlas Maya. That for every chad means one, for every one part of wine concentrate, if it doesn't accept three parts water, in other words, if you were to add to the wine concentrate three parts water and it's not going to taste like wine, then lav chamrahu, then that's not wine, then there's something wrong with your wine concentrate. So Rava's standard is that real wine concentrate, or pure, the real undiluted wine, is potent enough, is concentrated enough that you can add 3 parts water, and it will taste good. It'll taste like wine. Omar Abaye. Abaye challenges Rava's contention that the Mishnah bears out Rabba Bar Avua's teaching. Abaye says, Shtei Tshuvos, but there were 2 points of objection. With our markings, we've underlined Chada, and the next line you can see Va'od. Chada, one objection. Disnan, we have a Tanaic source. This Tanaic source is from Maseches Nida. Just a word of background is necessary here. The topic at hand is establishing that a fluid release from a woman is in fact blood. Female monthly cycle blood, menstruation blood. In order to establish that a liquid emission from her body is that, the color of the emission is of significance. So we have to define the redness of blood. There's a range of colors that form we'll call it the blood red standard. In other words, there's a range of colors that will, in effect, create tumah, where the woman will be declared a nida, which is a form of tumah. Now, it says in Maseches Nida, v'hamozug shnei chelkei mayim ve'echod yayin min hayayin hashironi. Shironi is the name of a region. What we see in this source is that wine is established as a substance, a liquid, that every one part of wine you add 2 parts water. Now that's not like Rava. Rava said for every 1 part of wine concentrate you will add 3 parts water. So that's one point of objection from a Mishnah in Maseches Nida. V'oid, a second objection, Mayim Bekad Umitzdarfin. How could it be that the significance of the substance is determined only by the water that's as yet not been added? It's water in a pitcher. Well, that's the literal translation of mayim bekad, water in a pitcher, and it joins up. Let us glance at Rashi. The ode mayim bekad umitzdarfen e taimo de masnisen yayin mishum delechi mozigle v'yirael ishtia yebo revias. If the reason of the Mishnah is because this amount of wine can tolerate, or you can add to it enough water to make it into a complete revias, hashta miokimapik lay, but now when you're carrying out the wine concentrate, adayin lo nimzag, it hasn't been diluted yet. The enkan shiur mayim, you don't have water, you don't have enough water here, sheldam bakad, they're still in the pitcher. Hech mitzdarfin l'chaivo. How could the potential of the water that's currently in the pitcher, the potential of it being added to this wine concentrate, create guilt for carrying out such a small amount of wine concentrate? Elo al korchach, taim olav mishum d'schazin d'shtia l'revias, kishar mashkinu. Abaye argues that the shiur of the Mishnah is not because it has the potential of becoming fit for drinking, for the drinking of a revias of it like other beverages. Elohachi shiurei. This is its shiur. This is the quantity for wine concentrate, regardless of what its potential is. V'afagav d'chi mozig lei lo have revias. Even though when you add water to it, it's not going to be a revias. it still will be mechayev the person, because according to Abaye, the standard isn't based on what it will be. The standard is simply that if you have this amount of wine concentrate, its significance is on its own merit, so to speak, and not because of its potential. We now continue in the Gemara. Omar Le Rava. Rava responds, and he responds point for point. And with our markings, you can see, just like we numbered Abaye's points, Aleph and Beis, Rava's responses will be to each point and numbered accordingly. So Omar Le Rava, Aleph, Haldeka Amres Shnei Chelkei Mayim V'Echod Yayin Min HaYayin HaShironi, that which you quoted the source in Maseches Nida, that's not a challenge to my position. My position was that a quarter of a revius of wine is the shiur, because you add to that three parts water. As far as the issue of Yayin HaShironi, where the Mishnah said you'll add two parts water, number one, Yayin HaShironi L'chud, the Rafi, wine from that region, the Sharon region wine, is different. The Rafi means literally means it's loose, but it's not a very concentrated type of wine. So even in its pure form, so that it can't handle three parts water. If you were to add three parts water to the Yayin HaShironi, it will be too dilute. Therefore, it's different. So it's not a challenge to my opinion with regard to wine in general. Inami, a second dismissal of the Tanaic source that you quoted from Maseches Nida is Hasa Mishum Chazusa. There, the Mishnah was interested in establishing a color, not how you drink it. In other words, to establish a color of red that would correspond to a female emission, then you would take one part wine and add two parts water. If you were to add three parts water, it might be a very good tasting wine, but it's not going to be the color that we are looking for. So as far as the Mishnah in Maseches Nida, it wasn't dealing with the ratio of water to wine for drinking purposes. It was for a color purpose. Avo l'taima boitve, but for taste, for drinking pleasure, you have to add more water, namely three parts water to every one part wine. So with these last two points, Rava dismisses the challenge to his shita, to his position from the Nida source. And Udeko Amris, and regarding that which you said, Mayim Bekad Umitstarfin, the water in, how could you say that the water in the jug, in the pitcher, is going to influence the shiur for wine? Well, the Inyan Shabbos midi dechoshiv bo'inon, for Shabbos, as far as a Shabbos standard is concerned, we are interested in that which is significant. The ha nami ha choshiv, a quarter of a revius of wine, namely of wine, we're talking about wine, quarter of a revius of wine concentrate, is something that is significant. And what gives it its significance? The fact that this amount is something that you would add water to and create a cup of a revius. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.